由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
We welcome you, our listening friends, and we're glad you tuned in.
亲爱的朋友，好欢迎你，亦都好高兴咧，你能够再次收听呢个节目。
In the last broadcast, we saw two examples of patience and perseverance in the times of trial.
喺上一集嘅节目里边咧，我哋讲到喺试炼之中恒久忍耐嘅两个榜样。
One was the example of the farmer who waits for the harvest.
第一个榜样咧，就系等候收成嘅农夫啦。
The second was the example of the faithful prophets of God who stood firm in difficult times.
而第二个榜样咧，就系喺患难里边系忠贞坚信嘅先知。
Today we come to the third example of patience and enduring faithfulness in James chapter 5, verse 11.
今日咧，我哋要讲第三个忠诚忍耐嘅榜样，佢咧系记载喺雅各书嘅五章十一节嘅。是雅各书五章十一节的。
This name is very familiar to all of us.
我们对这个人的名字是一点都不会觉得陌生的。
His name is Job.
这个人就是约伯了。大家是请听我读出雅各书的五章十一节。经文是这样讲的。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Most often before the Lord uses a man or a woman in a mighty way, he has to break them.
通常我哋嘅主要去重用佢嘅儿女之前咧，系总系会先破碎佢哋嘅。
Otherwise, how would they know victory when they see it unless they have been through failure and defeat?
否则。如果唔经过失败同埋挫折嘅话，我哋就唔知道乜嘢系胜利啦。
How would they appreciate the peak of the mountain top unless they have experienced the valleys？
冇经过低洼嘅山谷，就唔能够为咗登上高峰而欢喜。
There can be no victories without battles。
冇上过战场打仗，就冇可能取得胜利。
And if you want to enjoy God's blessings, you must be prepared to fight the battles.
你一定咧要准备好去作战，先至能够享受神嘅赐福嘅。
Paul went to the third heaven and he experienced marvelous things.
保罗曾经咧系上过三层天，系见过好多奇妙嘅事。
But as a direct result, God had to allow a thorn in the flesh to keep him humble.
但是神将一根刺是放在保罗的身上，目的呢就是要让他谦卑下来。
God has to balance the privileges with responsibilities in our lives.
神会平衡他放在我们生命里面的权利和责任。
God has to balance the blessings and the burdens or else we become out of balance.
神会权衡我们的福分和担子，如果唔系咧，我哋就会失去平衡噶啦。
You will become like a small pampered child, and God cannot use spoiled pampered Christians.
如果唔经历患难，我哋就好似一个被纵坏咗嘅仔，而咁样嘅基督徒咧，神系唔能够使用嘅。
James is adamant at the fact that we will be blessed after we have endured.
雅各坚信喺忍耐之后系一定有祝福嘅。
How come?
点解雅各有咁样嘅信念呢
？Well, he said, "Look at Job."
佢话只要我哋睇睇约伯就知道啦。
The book of Job is a long and rambling book.
约伯记嘅故事咧系非常非常之漫长嘅。
Someone said to me once, it's full of speeches.
有人同我讲话，约伯记系充满咗好多嘅对话。
But the book of Job is basically divided into three sections.
但系其实咧，约伯记大致可以分为三个部分嘅。
Section 1 is chapter 1 to 3, and it describes Job's distress.
第一部分就系由第一章去到第三章，第一章去到第三章系描述咗约伯不幸嘅遭遇。
Section 2 is chapters 4 to 37, and it describes Job's defense.
第二部分呢，就系由第四章去到第三十七章，系第四章去到第三十七章，当中呢，系记载咗约伯嘅自我辩护嘅。
First, God humbles Job, then he honors him.
而第三部分呢，就系由第三十八章去到第四十二章。是由第三十八章去到第四十二章，这里呢是记述了神拯救约伯的经过。
First, God humbles Job, then he honors him.
首先呢，神是令到约伯谦卑下来，然后呢，神就再令到他得到尊荣的。
Of course, Job did not understand all that was going on in terms of the spiritual realm.
当然啦，约伯起初嘅时候咧，系并唔明白灵界里边究竟发生咗咩事。
Job did not comprehend all the spiritual battles between God and his rebellion angel Satan。
约伯咧唔能够理解神同佢嘅叛徒撒旦魔鬼之间佢哋属灵嘅争战系点样嘅。
Job's friends were against him and accused him of being a hypocrite。
而约伯的三个朋友就怪责约伯是一个假冒为善的人。
Job's circumstances were against him and he lost everything.
人人呢都是跟约伯作对，他呢失去了一切。
Job's wife was against him and she told him to curse God and die.
甚至连约伯的妻子亦都反对他，叫他去死，而且呢还是咒诅神的。
And it appeared on the surface that God was against Job.
的确，从表面嚟去睇咧，神似乎系同约伯作对嘅。
For he had cried out to God for answers, and there were no reply.
因为约伯曾经呼求神，但系神咧并冇回答佢。
And yet Job endured.
但系约伯却系忍受咗呢一切。
Satan was convinced that Job would not only crumble under pressure, but he would abandon the faith altogether.
撒旦原本以为约伯会在压力之下崩溃，而且是会离开神的。
It did not happen.
但是事实并不是这样，约伯并没有离弃神。
To be sure, he questioned God's will.
没错，约伯也都曾经是质问过神的旨意的。
But Job could say, though he slay me, I will hope in him.
但是约伯亦都有讲，就是他虽然杀我，但是我仍然对他，即是对神呢，是有指望的。
Job was so sure of God's perfect justice that he argued with him.
因为约伯深信神是完全公义的。所以他就跟神去争辩了。
But even when Job did not understand all that God was doing, he trusted him anyway.
即使约伯不能够明白神所做的一切，但是他仍然是信任神的。
If you are going through a tough time now and you know that you had no hand in making the bed in which you're laying,
假如你是正是经历紧患难，而你心里边明白这个并不是你的错所造成的，
you might be questioning God.
或者你就会去质问神了。
Your friends perhaps have turned against you.
或者你的朋友亦都会去反对你。
Your family does not understand.
或者你的家人亦都不理解你。
Your circumstances are working against you.
或者你周围的环境都对你好不利。
Oh, but remember this.
但是在这个时候你就要记住了。
God has a higher purpose in your suffering.
你要记住，神让你受苦是有更加重要的目的的。
God never wastes suffering on his saints.
神是从来都不会让到他的圣徒是白白受苦的。
Just as Job met God on the other end of his suffering in a new and deeper way, so will God meet with you.
正如约伯在经历了苦难之后亲眼看见神，神亦都要你去亲眼看见他。
Just as God brought a double blessing on Job, he is preparing a double blessing for you.
正如神加给约伯双倍的福分，神亦都要加倍地赐福给你。
I know what some of you are thinking.
或者有些朋友会这样想。
But if God is so merciful, why did he permit Job to go through this?
但是如果神是慈爱的，那为什么他会允许苦难是临到约伯呢？
Why did he not just stop it from happening?
为什么神不去制止这些事发生呢？
Why did God not say no to Satan?
为什么他不拒绝魔鬼撒旦那些无理的要求呢？
God knew what was going to happen.
神是知道将会发生什么事的嘛。
The bottom line answer is that my finite mind cannot comprehend or fathom all that God does.
我们的答案，我们的底线是，虽然我们有限的头脑不能够理解，亦都不能够想象神的作为。
But I know this.
但是我们只是知道一个事实。
God was glorified and Job was purified through the process.
这个事实就是经过试炼，神的名能够得到荣耀，约伯生命里面的杂质亦都能够得到炼净了。
The same thing is true in the difficulties that you are facing or going through right now.
你今天所面对的或者经历的一切也都是有同样的道理的。
On the other end of it, God is going to be glorified and you are going to be purified and blessed if you endure.
当你是忍耐地去经过了试炼之后，神的名就会得到荣耀，而你也都能够得到洁净，并且是蒙福的。
When you feel yourself in the fiery furnace, just remember God's loving hand is on the thermostat.
假如你觉得自己正是在炽热的火炉里面，请你不要忘记，神慈爱的手是一路都在这里掌管一切，他是不会容许火焰伤害到你的。
Job said in 23:10, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
约伯在23:10即是约伯记的23:10那里是这样讲的。他说，他试炼我之后，我必如精金。
Satan wants you to be impatient with God.
魔鬼撒旦呢，是很希望你会对神是不耐烦的。
Satan wants to use your impatience as a weapon.
撒旦是想要利用你的不耐烦呢，是作为攻击神的武器。
When Satan attacks us,It is to get us to be impatient and go ahead of the Lord and lose God's blessings in the process.
当攻击我们的时候，撒旦就叫我们对主不耐烦，而且是行在主的前头，所以就失去了神的赐福了。
But God's answer is, my grace is sufficient.
但是神对我们说，我的恩典是够你用的。
Abraham got impatient and ended up with Ishmael.
亚伯拉罕没有耐性去等下去，结果呢，就生了以实玛利了。
Peter's impatience almost made a murderer out of him.
耶稣的门徒彼得 差啲咧系喺好激气嘅时候咧系杀咗人。
When you are weak, I'm strong in your weakness.
神话我嘅能力喺你嘅软弱上边咧，能够显得完全嘅。
God will turn Satan's weapon into a tool for building up your spiritual life.
神要将魔鬼撒旦嘅武器变成建立你生命成长嘅工具。
When Satan turns up the heat, run to God, and He will immediately refresh you.
虽然魔鬼撒旦咧系引起咗好多嘅争端，好多嘅逼迫。但是呢你要来到神的面前，神呢是会即刻使到你的灵魂呢是会苏醒的。
When the plowing gets painful, remind yourself that the day of the harvest is coming.
耕种的辛苦更加提醒你收割的日子呢已经近了。
When you don't see immediate fruit, remind yourself that God's timing is perfect.
如果你唔能够立竿见影咁样睇到果效，咁你就要记住，神嘅时间表系最恰到好处嘅。
Verse 12 might not seem to be relevant to the subject of endurance and patience, but it is.
从表面上来看，十二节似乎是和恒久忍耐呢没有太大的关联，但是实际上呢他们是相关的。
Listen to it.
请听我读出雅各书的五章十二节呢，是雅各书的五章十二节。我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓，无论何誓都不可起。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。
If you are an enduring person whose complete trust is in God, your basic character requires only a few words.
如果你是一个完全信靠神又忍耐等候神的人，你就不需要讲很多说话来去表明你是一个怎样的人。
The person who must use many words, including oath, is not a person who is fully resting in God.
那些一定要用很多说话甚至是发誓才能够让人去相信他的人，其实是最不信靠神的人。
Nor is he sure of himself, so he swears to make up for his troubled spirit.
他亦都唔相信佢自己，所以咧，佢就要发好多嘅誓，甚至咧系发毒誓，以至咧系去掩饰到佢内心嘅不安嘅。
A friend used to say to me, "Let God be your defender, and He will do a much better job."
我嘅一个朋友咧，时时都同我讲，让神为你去辩护，因为他是可以做到更加好的工作的。
And I heed that advice.
我呢就采纳了他的意见了。
Remember when Peter was taking an oath in the court of Caiaphas in front of a slave girl, denying his master and his friend Jesus?
你还记不记得在该亚法的院子里面呢，彼得在一个侍女的面前就发誓说他不认得主耶稣。
He was giving evidence that his character needed some more work.
这个就证明了彼得的品格呢其实是有缺陷的。
When a person of integrity is confronted about wrongdoing, he or she will admit to it.
一个正直的人在做错了事之后呢是会承认他的错误的。
And ask for forgiveness and move on.
并且呢他会去请求人的原谅，而且咧，仲会系重新振作起嚟嘅。
A man who's lacking in integrity will lie and swear that he's telling the truth.
而一个缺德嘅人就会用讲大话嘅方法或者系发毒誓嚟向人证明佢所讲嘅系真嘅。
My listening friends, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay.
我亲爱嘅朋友，你讲说话嘅时候咧，记得雅各的教训就是是就说是，不是就说不是。
Because everything you suffered will be restored to you in the day of the harvest.
因为到了末日收割的时候，你所受的苦都是会得到补偿的。
Your blessings will be multiplied beyond your expectation.
你嘅赏赐亦都要远远大过你所期望嘅。
It is my prayer that you become an enduring believer.
但愿你能够成为一位恒久忍耐嘅信徒啊。
Until next time, we wish you God's richest blessing.
好啦，愿神咧能够大大赐福俾大家。嗱，因为咧仲有一啲时间啦，咁就让我哋一齐嚟重温一下雅各书嘅教导啊。在过去咁多集里面，我们一直讲的一个题目就是生命成长的十二个步骤。在这个时候，我们或者选其中一些地方，一些步骤是重点地去重温一下。第一步就是在试炼当中要以为大喜乐。神并不是要我们做一个是着住盔甲，完全没有感情，避免一切悲痛或者否认内心挣扎的圣人。神呢，其实是要盼望我们是藉着同他同行呢，是可以学习在苦难当中去保持我们内心的平静的。当我们是面对反复无常的风暴，我们的心里面呢要有平安。在灾难和挫折当中呢，我们呢要能够平静安稳。那雅各呢所讲的喜乐呢，乃是呢有一个知足的心，并且是对天父的计划是完全的信服，这样的心态就是喜乐了。至于生命成长十二个步骤的第二步，就是要战胜试探，要拒绝屈服在试探之下。基督徒每日都会受到试探的，撒旦每日都会攻击信徒。一个灵命健康成熟的基督徒是不会放低他的盾牌去向魔鬼撒旦投降的。有些信徒会向试探屈服，在罪里面放纵情欲，不理是哪一种的罪恶，都是会使他们的灵命是瘫痪的。除非这些信徒愿意对付他们心里面的罪，他们行为的罪，如果不是，他们是没有办法行翻上去一个复原的道路上边，冇办法咧去同神咧系复和，去修补翻同神嗰个关系嘅。咁至于生命成长嘅第三步咧，就系唔单止读神嘅话语，而且咧仲要实行出嚟。咁呢个神嘅话语、神嘅教训咧，其实喺圣经里边有好多嘅记载啦，亦都有好多圣经里边嘅属灵伟人咧，佢哋有好多嘅教导。咁大家咧，听了读了这些教导之后，就要在生活里面实践出来。例如是实践圣经的教导，说要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。这个就是一个很有智慧的教导来的。我们在同人交往相处的时候，有时可能都很容易在言语上会有一些冲突，但是如果我们懂得快快的听，就是说是听得清楚， 听得认真，而能够慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，即是说不要这么快去作出回应，这么快是去讲一些刺激对方的说话，那很多的冲突，很多的矛盾其实就可以避免了。至于生命成长第四步，就是要学习去爱那些不可爱的人。身为基督徒，爱就是照着神的方式去对待人。那神是怎样去对待我们的呢？圣经话，当我们还是做罪人的时候，主耶稣基督就已经为我们死了。爱并不是一种情绪上的表达，或者虚情假意，爱是心甘情愿的行动。当我去爱那些不可爱的人，神就得到荣耀了。当我能够以实际的行动去爱一个人的时候，就会慢慢去发现到他有很多的优点。因为通过主耶稣基督所赐的能力，我们就能够发现在这个人的身上，其实是具备着很多本来我没有察觉到的品质的。每一个人其实都是神所创造，是神照着神的形象去做的。所以我们是应该去爱我们身边每一个人，包括那些不可爱的人。 生命成长的第五步呢，就是你的行为要同你所讲的信心相配，亦即是说呢，要去实践真实的信心。我们不是靠好行为去得救，但是呢，它是因为得救才有好行为的。无论你做过什么的好事，好行为都不能够救到你。圣经告诉我们，唯有是靠耶稣基督里面的信心，我们才能够得救的。真的信心呢，是会改变我们的生命，而被改变的生命呢，是一定会带出善行和公义的。如果我们只是有头脑里面的知识，那我们呢，其实有的所谓信心呢，是一种死的信心。在头脑里面，我们可能知道很多关于得救的道理，但是如果我们没有去接受它，没有去顺从它，那这个呢，仍然是一个死的信心来的。能够拯救我们的信心是言行一致的信心，意思就是说，我们怎样去讲，我们就怎样行出来，是以我们实际的行动去证明我们对信仰那种的真诚。我们相信神，跟着就愿意去委身，因为信任，因为信服，就完全是倚靠神，这样就是一种真的信心了。生命成长的第六步呢，就是讲到关于要学会勒住自己的舌头，因为我们的舌头呢，其实是可以很犀利，可以呢是很有破坏性的，所以呢，我们要学会怎样控制自己讲的说话。至于生命成长的第七步呢，就是要在生命里面除去一切苦毒的嫉妒和纷争。即使是信徒呢，有时呢都少不免是会有嫉妒啦，或者是纷争，这些呢都是很人性的一些表现。但是呢，我们的生命要成长，要成熟的时候呢，我们就要在生命里面是除去这些的嫉妒，这些的纷争。生命成长的第八步呢，就是不要批评，不要论断，这样呢就可以去集中火力对付我们生命里面的三大仇敌。这三大的仇敌呢，就是世界、肉体和魔鬼了。生命成长的第九步，是对神要绝对的信服，不要自己作主。我们要将神呢，是放在我们生命的首位，每一个生命里面的抉择呢，我们都要以神为先，要尊主为大的。生命成长的第十步呢，就是要胜过贪婪，因为神呢，是会监察我们的内心的。我们不要去贪恋人家的钱财，也不要去贪恋人家的配偶，因为呢，这一切的贪恋，一切的贪婪呢，都是不合神的心意的。生命成长的第十一步呢，就是等候主。好像我们之前所说呢，神是有他自己的时间，有他自己的计划，他的意念也都高过我们的意念，他的计划呢，是好过我们的计划的。所以我们不应该去强迫神跟我们的计划，而应该呢是安静的去等候主。好了，今集的节目时间呢来到这里，那如果你对这一集的内容有任何问题呢，都欢迎你来信给我叶朗天的。我们下集时间再见。